When we say that the Bible is authoritative, we mean that it is the ultimate word in all faith and practice. Not only do we take it seriously, it takes us by the hand and leads us in all areas of life. We submit to it, rejoice in it, and shape our lives according to it. While many churches today embrace the authority of God's Word, they're tempted to keep their distance from its sufficiency. Scripture is enough. When we say that Scripture is sufficient, we mean that it is enough. It's all we need to know God and to maintain a vital relationship with Him by faith. We need nothing more than Holy Scripture to organize our churches and to order our lives. This doesn't mean that if a specific way of making disciples is not found within a chapter and verse, it is out of place in the church. Local churches are tasked with making disciples through the preaching and teaching of the Word. Outside of corporate worship, we may choose to gather for Bible study or to develop Sunday school classes as other means of carrying on the mission. All we need to make disciples is found in Scripture, though we may use practical wisdom in applying the best methods for carrying out what Scripture commands. During the Reformation, men like Martin Luther objected to the Roman Catholic Church's stance on matters of authority in the Church. For Catholics, Scripture was but one authority. Equal to it were both Church traditions and the Pope's teachings. The Reformers objected, arguing that contradictions and errors, which could not be inspired by God, could be found in these authorities. Instead, they taught Scripture alone, sola scriptura in Latin, meaning that Scripture is the final authority by which all other teachings must be judged. This does not mean, however, that we cannot benefit from the writings of Christian men and women through the ages. We should seek out such individuals who help us to better grasp the meaning and significance of Scripture. But Scripture must be considered the final arbiter of truth and the standard by which we evaluate all teachings, sermons, and books. Most importantly, it means that only Scripture has the power to change the heart and transform the soul. The further we move away from the authority and sufficiency of Scripture, the weaker our churches become, not only in focus, but also in fruitfulness. The Bible is sufficient in that it teaches us all we need to know about God, His precepts, and His promises. It alone instructs us in the way we are to live as God's people. Knowing God. God cannot be known in His entirety by finite and fallen humanity. He's too big, and we're too small, for us to fully comprehend all that He is. But what can be known of God is revealed in the Bible. So that's where we look to understand Him and His ways. No one can develop an accurate picture of who God is through mere reason or imagination. Such things, apart from the Bible, leave us with a God of our own making. But as we read through the pages of Scripture, we can begin to see some of our Maker. The Bible tells us that God is a Spirit who is infinite, eternal, and unchangeable in His being wisdom, power, holiness, justice, goodness, and truth. When God speaks of Himself to Moses in the book of Exodus, He describes Himself in Exodus chapter 34, verses 6 and 7, as merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness, keeping steadfast love for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, but who will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children and the children's children to the third and the